The United Nations Security Council has approved a resolution to establish an international tribunal to prosecute suspects in the assassination of Lebanon's former prime minister, Rafik Hariri. Vanessa Greco has more.
The killing of their former prime minister, Rafik al-Hariri, and 22 others by a car bomb 2 years ago brought the Lebanese people to the streets to protest the Syrian occupiers, whom most Lebanese blamed for the assassination. In the end, the hundreds of thousands of protesters forced Syria to end its military occupation of Lebanon. But so far, no one has been brought to justice for the murder. Wednesday's United Nations Security Council resolution gives Lebanon's parliament until June the 10th to establish the tribunal itself. If it doesn't, the UN-Lebanon agreement will automatically enter into force, creating a tribunal with a majority of international judges and an international prosecutor. The vote is a major diplomatic defeat for the Syrians. Its allies, Russia and China, could have blocked the tribunal with a veto. In the end, they just abstained. China's ambassador, Wang Guangjia, says they're all united in doing justice to those who have committed political assassination in Lebanon.
We are united in supporting the Lebanese government to achieve national unity, political stability and peace in that country. But I think that the way this issue is being handled in the Security Council are not helpful in achieving these two objectives. So therefore, that's why China abstained.
Early reports from a UN inquiry into Hariri's death implicated Syrian and Lebanese security officials. But the continuing investigation has not yet recommended who should be indicted in the affair. I'm Vanessa Greco.